All right, Brandon Ballinger, new track record holder and pole sitter for this year's Classic. Honestly, what were you shooting for tonight?
You go into the day, you definitely go into the day with high hopes and ambitions. You know, I feel like our car had been pretty fast and thought we'd have a chance at it, but at the same time, you never know what the weather and the tires are going to give you, so it's, I don't know. You definitely go in with expectations high, but whether it happens or not, you just have to kind of wait and see how the field shakes out when everybody starts time trialing.
So you get a lot more speed out of the car than you thought you were going to. A couple of weeks ago, you had to really tear this car apart, putting it back together from the wreck you had over in turn four.
Yeah.
Think you might have found something?
I don't know that we really found all that much. The last week after we, the week we came back after we wrecked, I think we were close, but we were definitely just a little bit off. I don't think it was anything to get too alarmed about. I kind of had a pretty good idea of what we needed to tweak on. Probably the other thing that, you know, helped us out some is we got a little different nose wing that I think, you know, just helped us get what we needed for a time trial one where we'd been struggling early in the year. I don't know, worked out in our favor anyways.
What do you like more, the track record or the pole?
They're both nice. I mean, for the Classic, it's nice to start up front. You know, the further back you go, there's more cars you're around, and you never know if you're going to get caught up in an accident. So the front is definitely the safest place to be.
Yeah, with that said, any idea what you want to do now that you're going to be starting up there? You want to set the pace? You want to let somebody else take the lead and kind of follow them through?
I don't know. It's hard for me to make a plan because I don't know what everybody else is going to do. So, I have a pretty good idea on where we can run our car and how comfortable we need to be. And, you know, as far as where we need to run, it's hard for me to pick because I don't know what everybody else is doing. If you give me those answers, I could tell you my answer. But until then, I'm not sure.
All right, Brandon, who do you have to thank for your pole sitting 0-2 tonight?
Got to thank Randy Dratt and his whole family who let me drive the race car. My family, Ballinger Auto, I always get 100% support from them. Orange Crate Brewing, Sheffield Motorsports, and Vashaw's Collision, they're all a big part of helping the 0-2 go fast. So,
did you find something in my wife's Suzuki there a couple weeks ago when you were working on the car?
Yeah, we took some parts off of that, put it on our car.